Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that. It's often
about that.
About that. And now here I turn to the center camera, which we have three cameras now because we're upgrading the podcast every moment.
Every second that goes by, we upgrade this podcast.
Optimizing every minute, never stopping, always going.
Carry the toboggans or whatever.
Yeah. What's his name? David Goggins. Who's going to carry the three cameras? Who's going to carry the boats? Who's going to... Hey, everybody. Thank you so much.
No days off.
Well, we do take days off, but I'm taking no days off thinking about this podcast. I'm thinking about this podcast every day. We're very thankful that we have so many of you listening to this podcast. It's absolutely insane how many of you do. I'm plugging it. I'm going to keep plugging it. So if you've heard it already, go back and watch again. My special came out this past week, and a bunch of people have already watched, and I'm very thankful for that. It's a really great project that I worked so hard on with so many people. So you're not just supporting me, but you're also supporting all the homies who helped. This episode, I tell the story of an award show that I got to be a part of.
I tell the story of some steak frites that I ordered in France.
Grant is now running the control board in a brand new way, so we have a little bit less Grant this episode, which we were feeling sad about.
We'll get him back, though.
But we'll get him back.
We'll get him back, boys.
But that's about that, and we are so thankful that you guys listen.
And we love you. Hit it, Grant.
Cutie-patootie with a big old booty with a squeezable booty.
Yeah, we can just go with that. Cutie-patootie
with a squeezable booty.
It's a cutie-patootie with a squeezable booty.
I want to squeeze that booty. Such a cute patootie.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of Mom Said. We have an exciting new update. Hey, here's me looking at my very own camera.
I'm
hey,
also
it's me.
Looking
Stop
at
it.
Dave's
Stop
camera.
It. Back up. We have three cameras now. Hey, this is me looking at my camera, Allie.
This is me looking at my camera, but I'm of the belief that all three cameras should be on me.
Yeah, actually, if you're Allie, you think all three cameras are your camera. And here's the middle camera, which is just our normal camera. And Grant Cam is still here. He probably won't turn it on because now the way the show goes, we're trying to make it feel a little more like a public access TV show.
Yeah, PBS-ass.
A little PBS-ass live stream. So Grant...
Man, I'm on my PBS
know,
shit.
I don't know if you can... There's no way to show, but Grant now is like absolute NASA back there. He's got a switcher.
Command center.
He's got video switcher. He's got...
That actually leads me to... a question that I have for the two of you because it was a topic of discussion yesterday.
With who?
My friends.
Okay. Which ones?
September.
I was with one of your friends yesterday.
I know. I was feeling FOMO for that.
Yeah.
But I was with September and Mo and my new friend Shelby and Yuri and Cass.
Okay. Shout out all them.
Would you go to the moon? Have you worn wigs?
Have you worn wigs?
Will you wear wigs?
Would you go to the moon? Would you go to the
honest
moon?
Honest to God.
Hey, everybody. Would you go to the moon if you had the chance? Would you go to the moon? Hey, everyone, if you could go, would you go to the moon?
Think about this honestly. Think about this in earnest.
Yeah.
Not in hypothetical. Picture yourself waking up one morning saying to yourself, I'm going to the moon today and getting in the shower. That's the shower you take before you go to the moon.
Okay, so my immediate reactions to this are, how long am I going to go? Who's going with me? Mm-hmm. How am I getting there? And
so
what's
what
there
said.
And what's there when I land and what's the, I have so many questions. And what's there when I, what's the purpose of my trip for, okay, let me ask.
Also, can I pack my own snacks or am I going to have the moon snacks?
No, totally. Business or pleasure?
Pleasure.
Trip is pleasure.
Well, what business would we be doing?
Science.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about literally us in this life. You would be doing science in this life? The only way you go to the moon is for
science.
Pleasure.
I've done science in this life. I've done science in this life. I've done science in this life. I've done science in this life.
Right.
In this life, I do science. Here's the science that I do. I look at my daughter. I look at my daughter's diaper and I go, ooh, ah, blueberries.
That's biology.
Which is a form of
science.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Science. Okay.
I think for
science.
Me, I think that's how I felt going to class for that subject.
Science class.
I'm gonna take a nap. I think in general for adventures like these, my answer is yes.
Okay.
I would go. I do think like, would I be scared? Would when we're about to take off, I'd be like, do I actually want to do this? Here we go. And I'd be kind of like clench. There'd be a lot of clenching going on.
Ass clenched.
How long does it take? How long does it take to get there?
For me, I was like, it depends on the guest list. And I'm not even about that with parties. Like I'm not like who's all going to be there vibes. Like I love meeting new people.
Who are you on that ship with?
There are two things that I would want to be really selective about the guest list for. And that's a mushroom trip and a trip to the moon.
Yeah. All kinds of
trips. I don't want to get scared on one of these trips and turn to the left of me and see some billionaire named Jeremy.
Yeah. I don't think Jeremy's are allowed to be billionaires.
In either scenario.
I think Jeremy's are pretty reserved to longboarders.
And ex-boyfriends.
Ex-boyfriends and improvisers.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
That's what Jeremy's are for. No offense. And
everybody
hey,
has an ex-boyfriend named Jeremy.
And hey, shout out Jeremy's out there. Sorry that you're pretty restricted by your name.
No worries, though.
Who are are there famous Jeremy's? Jeremy Ritter?
That just came to my mind. Is that a person?
John Ritter's a person.
Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White. Yes. Okay. White. So he's the only one.
Hottie LaMotte.
He is a
Hottie LaMotte with a swimmer's body.
I don't know. He's pretty short. I don't think he's got a swimmer's
cutie
body.
Cutie Patootie, want to squeeze that booty?
Yes. Oh my gosh. He is. Cutie Patootie, want to squeeze that booty? Oh yeah. That's a song from. That's a song from nothing.
No, that's a song from us seeing someone's husband and saying, that's a cutie patootie kind of guy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so guest list, I agree. You don't want to be stuck on a rocket ship. First of all,
I'm
don't want to
like,
be stuck on a rocket ship,
those are the
ship,
conditions
period.
That I'm selective about. No, I don't want to be stuck on a rocket ship, period. But I'm like, the food, whatever, I can be flexible. The timing, whatever, I can be flexible. All these things, I can be flexible.
Yeah.
If I'm on a rocket ship with a bunch of perverts...
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
If I'm on a damn rocket ship with a bunch of perverts.
No, I understand. I need you to tone it down. Coming in hot with a bunch of perverts.
Well, I'm sorry, and I don't want to get political, but to me, billionaire equals pervert.
Has anyone ever said, I don't want to get political, and then actually not gotten political?
I don't want to get political, but there's something that rhymes with Schmepstein Frials, which leads me to believe that if you're in the billions of dollars that you have, you're a...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Remember in middle school and early high school, and people would be like, no offense, but...
No,
and
totally
flame you for
yes.
No, yeah.
No offense, but... And I don't want to get... I don't mean to get political. I don't want to get political says I'm about to say something political.
No offense.
And I'm not a, you know, and that's fine.
Wait, hold on. Something's happening.
No, I think Grant muted you.
And
on
I think
accident.
He, I think he farted so crazy right at the time.
Who? The dog?
I think he farted so crazy when it, right at the same time that my microphone got muted.
So it was,
I was feeling
it was
like
an overload.
I was kind of feeling like I was having like a stroke.
An overload.
I couldn't talk anymore. And the fart is so crazy.
That's, I'm so sorry.
He farted
that.
Crazy toward me too.
Hey everybody. Well, if this is your first episode of Mom Said, we're so glad you're here.
We're sorry.
And also we're always sorry about this show. We're three adult siblings who live in the same city. There's a fourth of us, but she opted out of the podcast. Wisely. There's no H in wisely, but you can add one.
Wisely.
You can add one if you want.
Am I supposed to be pronouncing the H every time it's a WH word?
No.
Like what?
Are you a duchess?
But is that is that technical correct?
Are you a duchess?
Who?
I think it's regional. I think it's regional.
Where?
No, I think it's regional. The vibe you're bringing right now is literally violent.
Why?
No, the energy you have right now.
What?
It's violent. No, I'm not following whatever you're going on, because the fact that it made you giggle that hard means you probably shouldn't say it out loud. Welcome to Mom Said. We all live in the same town. Grant and I are neighbors now. We've left Allie on the east side all by herself. And that's turning into what you're seeing now, which is Al now jockeying to her own camera.
I love my camera. I'm imagining the people inside my camera are my fans, and the people inside your camera are your fans.
Why are there way more people inside your camera?
There are, just because that's the way it is.
That sucks. Hey, you guys in Allie's camera? Hey, excuse me. You guys in Allie's camera?
Hey, guys.
We're only going to do we have cameras bits for one episode.
Stay beautiful.
So there's nothing more hack and new than like us being like, where's my camera?
I can't believe I have my own camera.
That's such like late night guest host.
I'm like, which camera am I talking to?
Yes, late night guest. That's like, where's my camera? Being like, I know industry talk. I'm so familiar here. I know that there's multiple cameras and one's got me.
Except I'm not doing industry talk. I'm doing a strange world in which everyone that watches the podcast and likes me is inside that little thing.
Hey, let them out.
Hey, come on!
Hey, guys in Allie's camera, get out of there. Go home to your families. Stop it. I want to talk about a couple of things.
I have a topic too.
Okay, great.
Because as everyone knows, I went to
Paris. Well, maybe we start with you. Maybe we start with you. But
when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. Is there a Paris song?
No.
That's an Italy song.
No, there's no Paris song. I can't think of one. No, start talking about Paris, and I'm going to see if I can give you some Paris. Let's see if I have any Paris in this. In this fucking.
Last weekend, I went to Paris. And there were a bunch of wonderful things that I saw, and tasted, and smelled.
Ew.
And felt.
Ew.
It's not close. It's normal to experience a city.
So this was your first time being there?
This was my first time in Paris. And I want to talk about a restaurant I went to.
Okay, great. We have to take the reverb off of Allie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Grant, how are we doing on the cam? Something happened? We lost the Gabe cam for a second. No worries. Nothing brings Allie more joy than the fact that we lost the Gabe cam for a second.
Now, every time something happens to Gabe, I wink at my own camera.
Yeah, why not? Do you think it's the people inside your camera shutting mine down?
There was no one in there, so they...
So they closed it? They're like, no one RSVP'd to the party full inside
like,
Gabe's camera.
They're
like, hey, we might as well shut it down, you guys. Nobody's coming to this.
Cost more to keep the lights on.
Nobody's coming to this. I was at my gym this week, and they're like, we're doing a special Saturday workout, but just letting you guys know, like, you might want to sign up now, because if nobody signs up, then we are gonna have to cancel it. Which is you saying, no one has signed up for this.
No one wants this.
This is our last announcement. We know you don't want this, but one person who works here
wants to do this.
No, exactly. But one person who works here has been planning this. Mm. So please sign up for this, or else, you know.
So I stood on a line outside of this French-looking restaurant in France.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
And there was a really long line, and I was with Yuri. Yuri and I stood in line. He was like, why are we standing in this line? And I'm like, just trust, because it was a September recommendation.
Okay.
And they know everywhere to go in every city in the
famously,
world.
Famously, Allie's friend September has been everywhere.
Zha, Zha, Zha.
Oh, yeah. The one for the early listeners. Oh, my God. If you've been here since episode 14, Zha, Zha, Zha. September is the one who knows about Zha, Zha, Zha.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We made up Zha, Zha, Zha. So we're standing in line. I actually don't even know. I get in the line blindly because I trust and love September. I actually don't even know what kind of restaurant this is.
Don't know the food?
I'm assuming French. Oui, oui.
It's in France, but you don't know the food?
Well, everyone in line is French.
Oh, and how can you tell? By the stink of them?
because they are speaking this way.
No, they're speaking because actual French.
Because they are speaking in this way.
And the boys all are wearing like horizontal striped long sleeve shirts.
Yes.
And they've all got like...
Lip. Everyone's got a smudged red lip.
The Europeans and especially the Frenchies.
Guys, they're dressed so fucking well.
Well, they're dressed classy, but I was also going to say the dudes just rock an okay hairline over there. And it's great.
No, it's hot.
Why? What is it with American culture and American? Is it? No, here's my question about the hairline. Lesson. Is it being driven by men or is it being driven by women wanting men to have?
I think. Women,
do you know what I'm saying?
I think women care about hair, but the reality is, and I was just having this conversation. Generally speaking, everyone's different, but generally speaking, the way that you look as if I'm a woman dating a man. The way that the man looks is like seventh or eighth on my list of priorities.
No, I understand, but I'm not asking about dating ideology and partnership ideology.
I know.
I'm asking specifically about hairline.
But I'm saying,
is that
even
coming
if
from-
hairline is a priority of mine, if a guy is balding and I like his personality, it's who cares?
Of course. It's
so there's
way
no,
more
but
about-
women, so women aren't like definitely like
it's
putting
it's,
down the hammer on this.
It's about, as we've said before on the podcast, it's about how they behave and are. Everything, nothing, you could have the coolest shirts and jackets and car and face, but if how you behave and are
sucks. You're not attractive if it sucks.
If how you behave and are sucks, I don't care if you got big old cheeks. The point I'm trying to make
when
is...
When you said booty cheeks, it was hard to tell if booty cheeks were like a positive or a negative for you. That's why
no,
I
I'm talking positive.
Cheeks.
I'm saying if you got a big old dumper, but how you behave and are sucks, that dumper ain't doing nothing for you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Really? You think that's true for a man? You think dumper does nothing for you?
Okay, boys are stupid.
I know.
Okay, boys are stupid, but eventually, even boys realize how they behave and are. Do you
eventually,
know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Boys are slower to the
slower to the drawl.
Boys are slower in general to the drawl.
Okay, can you set some French vibes?
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I totally forgot.
So I'm waiting in line at this cafe. I don't know what kind of food there will be. Finally,
France on the moon.
I guess.
Not even France at all, really.
Yeah, it's
kind of a happy feeling that I was feeling. It was like a sunny afternoon in Paris.
Okay, fine. Here we go.
Ah, okay. So we walk into the restaurant. The woman, after finally waiting in line for so long, the woman leads us to a table that is, it's like a booth on the side of the restaurant and then chairs, but there's no...
So a booth, bro.
But the tables are all pushed all the way together. So we're at a two-person table, but there's no way to get in the table. They have to pull your little table out, and then you walk in and sit in the booth, and then they push the table back in. And so you're sitting with people you don't know, basically.
Okay, that's a cool vibe. That's sort of family-style Buca di Beppo.
We talk to the people on either side of us. And then...
Did you talk to them in an accent?
I said...
Bonjour.
How many?
I know you're telling a story, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but it's also podcasting. It's also podcasting, so I'm interrupting a little bit to say, how many bonjour did you throw out when you walked into places?
I fucking ate that shit up.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every we're the same I'm wiring like, where I'm walking in, and I'm also
bonjour.
I'm also listening to the.
How do you say good evening again?
Bonsoir.
Oh yeah.
No.
Bon something.
I'm listening. When I was there, I was listening to the music of how they said it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to match.
Same.
Dude.
And I'm. By the way,
I'm trying to match.
I'm crushing the greeting so hard that it doesn't go in my favor because then people speak French to me.
Yep. 100%.
And then I'm like, oh my god, wait. I was doing a bit. I'm sorry. I don't speak any French. Like literally every time I greeted someone, they'd say something in French to me, and then I was like, thank you, but
thank
I don't
you
speak
so
French.
Much.
And now this is worse.
But this facade is.
I should just say hi.
Paper thin.
So that you don't.
It is tissue paper levels yeah. of thin.
I mean, I've just got the one word.
Totally.
Just the one word.
What is it about What is it about the panic of, hey, I'm in another language?
I thought a lot about it, and
why
I
is it
think
so
it's
embarrassing?
Because
why
it's embarrassing for everyone, but also for me, I like move through the world working very hard to like charm every person I talk to, for so better or for worse. I've lost my superpower. Sauce.
Yeah.
And okay. I'm like, how do I do it just by saying bonjour? Anyway.
So they roll away the stone and
they roll away the stone. I go and tuck into the little thing. I'm sitting in the little thing and Yuri's sitting across from me. And the woman comes out and says, what do you want to drink? And we both say red wine. She brings over a red wine. And then she says, how do you like your meat?
And you said, schwangin. Grant literally had his finger on the record scratch. Because you said, how do you like your meat? I turned to look at Grant and I watched his finger already be ready to hate whatever joke I said. How do you like your meat? Schwangin. Absolute.
Literally as soon, yeah. As soon as she said, how do you like your meat?
I went, his finger wandered over to the.
So she says, how do you like your meat? And we say like, you know, medium rare. I forget what we said. And she said, okay. And that's how you order at this restaurant. What? Still, I don't know this is the case because wow. I don't even know what this restaurant is. Turns out the restaurant is only steak frites with this like beautiful sauce. So they Sick. Bring you both steak and they have these big vats of these gorgeous like chips, fries. And they're scooping you fries and they bring you this meat with the sauce and the fries are all in the sauce. It's like so delicious and good. And then the guy next to us finished his plate and the woman came around and slapped more meat, more sauce and more fries on his plate.
Don't slap your thigh when you say slap more. Thank you, Grant.
Slap more meat, more sauce and more fries on his plate. And Yuri looks at me and is like, it's go time.
We're
baby.
About to eat.
We're about to eat.
Y'all opened up a restaurant for the Frenchies, and then two Americans rolled in and said, "We know about buffets.
Pass us that frites,
we
queen.
We know about buffets.
I'll sit here all day.
You think we can't
shoveling
handle
in
it?
My medium
we
rare.
We can't handle it. Why don't
steak.
You go ahead and I'm gonna slide in that booth, and you guys go ahead and shove that thing right up against my ribs, and I'll just start to scoop it in, bro. Just go ahead, push that table right in tight.
To say, cock it closed, baby.
Cock it closed? You're trying to make a... Oh, my God. This is a tough episode. Hey, we're so sorry that you came to watch and listen to...
I'm so sorry I said meat and also cock.
Tough. Okay, so anyway, you guys are slamming steak frites.
Slamming steak frites and red wine.
That's a good night. That's also Barf City, USA.
And by the way, it was lunch.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That shit was lunch.
But you're on vacation. Or as they say in French, vacation.
Idiots, both
or
of
as
you.
They say in French, bad cash.
Bad cash.
Okay, sick. So that was lunch. So then y'all are just tumbling through the 11th district trying to go see Notre Dame.
We walked it off. We were only there for the weekend, so I didn't see anything that you're supposed to see in Paris. We just walked.
Yeah. Well, that's the vibe there, is just walk around.
Stroll.
Walk around.
And have steak and have croissant.
It's crazy because it's a city where every single building has to be approved in its aesthetic down to the stone so that it all looks the same in a way that's
like... This
is the
world I dream of.
It's unbelievable.
It was so romantic and beautiful, this city.
The people sitting... Was it too cold or were people sitting along the river?
It was a little chilly. So I'm going to go back in the spring.
It's amazing.
Do you want to come?
I'm too tired.
Really? What about if we brought your baby and we like helped with her?
Yeah, that would be cool. She is... vibing out. She is loving
She's
people.
She's so funny. She drooled on my face 2 days ago.
Apparently yesterday I wasn't there for it because I was at the thing that I'll talk about when we get to what we want to talk about. Apparently yesterday Annie came over and she loves Annie. She apparently screamed and attacked Annie and was trying to kiss her and grab Aww. Her so hard. She was like biting and kissing and yelling Aww. And like clawing cute. At Annie in a way that apparently Lauren and Annie were like, that's so cute, but also terrifying.
Scary, baby.
Terrifying.
Scary,
she doesn't
baby.
Know. She doesn't know.
Oh, she's so, I'm so excited. I'm going to see her in a couple hours.
Wow. Okay. Do you want me to do a haku? Or do you want?
Do a haku about steak frites.
Potatoes and steak, but done in a way that's French. Making them frites. Steak.
Making them frites steak. That's actually not... You're not making the frites steak. You're making the frites steak.
Making the frites steak.
Making the frites steak. Making the frites steak. This is our second song about steak frites. That's right, we're making the frites steak. Hey, making the frites steak. Making the frites steak.
Anyway, making them frites steak. That's crazy. Okay, yesterday I had kind of a crazy day. I was asked to write and sing a song for the Producers Guild Awards. That doesn't deserve a theme.
You know what?
Gabe, that doesn't deserve a theme.
I just realized something.
What?
The VeggieTales theme song has a VeggieTales.
Yeah.
Is that why we do Mom Said?
No. We do Mom Said because it's from in here.
What's in there, though?
VeggieTales. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's a chance that all things are VeggieTales. This is...
It's because I'm fucking with it.
Okay.
I got nothing to do.
Okay. So I got asked to write and perform a song at the Producers Guild Awards, which is an award show. It's not a televised one, so...
Turn your TVs off.
So turn your TVs off and you'll have to feel like you're there. This is analog one of those style. Things...
Imagine analog.
I think they're going to give me the footage, and so I'm sure the footage will be on my page at some point.
You won't have to always imagine analog, but for now, close your eyes.
I'm sure the footage will be on my page at some point.
Unless you're driving.
But I wrote a song where basically the shtick was like... Hey, you know, producing's not that hard. All you got to do is believe. And that was the joke of the song that I wrote.
Hilarious joke.
And then we have like some actors stand up and they're like, wait a minute, I'm a producer and I think this. And I'm like, jokes about jokes. And then someone else is like, wait, what? And then they all rush up on stage.
Wait, what?
And then we all sing. And then we add a fake choir at the end that came out and sang like all these vocals at the end.
I really want to see it.
It's fun. It turned out fun. It is one of those things that's like one of the more odd sort of old school Hollywood environments to be in is like the... award show setting. It's so
crazy. It's a really weird energy.
Well, here's what it was for me. I was very thankful to be there. No one knows who I am. No one knows who I am.
Why are you saying that? Like, that's surprising.
No, I understand. But I don't want people who listen to the podcast to think that anyone in Hollywood knows who I am.
We didn't think that.
Okay, great. No one knows.
Right, girls? We didn't think that, right, girls?
There are so many girls in Allie's camera.
Girls.
And nobody's over here in my camera. We have... The night is the voiceover person of an award show who says, from Frankenstein, please welcome Jacob Elordi. And so...
Tall man, no?
Tall man. Mm-hmm. Handsome man.
How tall is that man?
Sixes. He's in the mid sixes. The low mid sixes, if I had to take a guess.
Do you feel
he's like maybe 6'7", as Grant would say.
Do you feel attracted to someone when you have to look up at them?
I wouldn't say attracted, but I do feel a safety.
Like, do you remember when we were at that one Christmas party and you were standing talking to your two friends who are both mid sixes?
Yeah.
And you were looking up at them? Did you feel like you wanted to twirl your hair?
No, but I did feel like I will not be taken seriously in the space.
Emasculating feeling.
It's definitely an emasculating feeling, but it is also like if there's wind and rain, you will keep me warm and dry.
If there's wind and rain, you'll keep me
they
warm
will.
And dry.
Big, no, tall they boys. That's shelter from a lot
of
breeze.
All they have to do is just hold you.
They don't even need to hold me. Just stand in front of me.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Anyway, so I'm there. Here's the feeling that I experience in this environment. I'm standing backstage. Right behind me, having a conversation, is Michael Keaton with, what's her name? She's in that movie with Hugh Jackman right now. Super famous. This is bad. What's her name?
What movie is Hugh Jackman doing right
He's
now?
He's doing, it's the Neil Diamond one.
Hold on. Let me
people
just look
are,
it
people
up.
Are shouting listening to this podcast right now. So behind me is, so Jacob Elordi has already been out there. Seth Rogen has already been out there. Behind me having a conversation is Michael Keaton and, what is Hugh? No, not filmography and discography. Kate Hudson. My God.
Oh, Kate Hudson.
No, I know. That's why it was bad what I was saying. So I'm trying to get ready to go out and do this crazy bit. No one knows who I am. Trying to get out and go do this crazy bit. Michael Keaton, Kate Hudson standing there, trying not to deal with the fact that that's the two of them standing there.
Right.
Greta Gerwig walks out and walks past.
I'm sure you've all had experiences where you're in the same room as celebrities. But for those of you who haven't, it's nightmare fuel because you basically have to, for the whole time, like
pretend that they're not there.
Pretend that they're, do your very best to not look at them.
And honestly,
not because you're not allowed to, but because like staring at someone who's standing 10 feet away from you is weird.
It's
so
weird.
You spend the whole time being like,
my thing, it feels like, for those listeners that have kids, if any of you have kids, you know, when you're trying to have a conversation with another human being, even though all you're thinking about is the fact that your kid is crawling away and like doing something that they're not supposed to do. That's the feeling the whole time when there's a celebrity in the room. It's basically a baby about to reach into an electric socket every second.
Yeah.
So you're like trying to be cool and chill with the people. Anyway, so all night long, they've been like, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome actor Jacob Elordi. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Academy Award winner Michael Keaton. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome comedian and actor Gabe Gibbs. And I walk out.
Was there cricket?
No one clapped. No one knows who you are.
Because they said, who is that?
They literally went.
But would you not pity clap? I would pity clap.
I think there was a couple of pity claps, which is worse. You walk out.
Who would be like, well, I don't know who that is, so I'll keep my hands to myself.
Well, the feeling that I felt in the room was like, it was a bunch of people. It's an award show where everyone's having dinner, so no one's really paying attention. So the feeling that I felt was them, was the room going, who? Maybe I misheard because I wasn't totally paying attention. And then I walk out looking like knockoff Ace Ventura because that was the vibe I was going for. Yeah. Was big pants, loose tie, bright yellow shirt. I look like a 90s youth pastor who was at like an all-nighter with the students.
I did see the outfit.
Yeah. I was happy with the outfit, but it was different than the rest of what was going on in the room. So they say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gabe Gibbs. I walk out to silence. No one knows who I am. Then
who's right in front that you can make eye contact with?
Sofia Coppola, Ryan Coogler.
That sucks.
It's
wait, Gabe, we could do a reenactment of this. Do the first two names and then do your name.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Academy Award winner Michael Keaton.
Woo! I love Michael Keaton. He's such a good actor, and I know who
thanks.
That is.
Thanks, everybody. Happy to be here.
An impression.
Producers are, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Tiana Taylor and Regina Hall.
What? I can't believe they're here.
That's literally who I followed. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome comedian and actor Gabe Gibbs.
Could you go get me more red wine?
My wife in the back. Go, baby!
That's all you need, though,
That's
really.
All you need. So then not only does someone you don't know in the midst of a night full of celebrities walk out on stage, someone you don't know walks out on stage and goes and sits down at a keyboard.
That sucks. Why did they do that to you?
I pitched it. I was like, yikes. I was like, if we're going to be able to pull this song off, we can't do theater kids listening to this, get it. We can't do
We need a live bongo.
A bunch of tracks. We need a live bongo. We can't do a bunch of tracks and then have the timing of people standing up, sitting down, all this stuff. There's too many moving parts. It had to be live.
We're having a crazy fart happening again.
Great. We're from him?
Yeah.
From the dog?
I'm not doing the crazy fart.
Okay, well, you said we're having a crazy fart.
Well, I'm just trying to respect him.
Yeah, I get it. You didn't want to blame him. So anyway, I step out there, and not only do you not know who I am, but I sit down at a keyboard. And
nightmare fuel.
And I watch the room go...
Uh-oh, now we got a pity clap twice.
Because we got a pity clap. Some boy we don't know, some white boy we don't know is about to go sit down at a keyboard. And I start playing, and I have to do the thing you do.
And he says this.
Imagine all the people living like you. So I sit down at this keyboard. And everything goes fine. The song's great. People are digging it. It's like totally fine and cool, but it is dry, dry bones in that room. It is a bunch of serious industry people. Yeah. And I'm in there making jokes about like...
You're embarrassing them.
I'm making jokes about all their projects. Yeah. Like in soft jokes. Like,
Well, of course, because why would you make hard jokes?
Thank you. Thank you, Grant. I'm making soft jokes. Everything's fine. Everything's good. The joke that I'd like to... I don't know if anyone's going to get it, but apparently Emma Stone laughed at this joke.
Okay. Write that down, girls. Emma Stone laughed at Gabe's joke.
Which is what's giving me life, is the only thing. I had one joke that flopped so hard, but I didn't care and I knew it would, and one joke that worked well. Here's the joke. The director of... what is it? Begonia? That is that the Emma Stone movie where she's got her head shaved? Mm-hmm. His name is, and he's directed like other stuff too. The Lobster, I think, and a bunch of other Emma Stone projects. His name is Yorgos Lanthimos.
Hot? Is he hot?
I don't think so.
Yorgos.
And I thought his name sounded like a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah.
So.
That's like a classic, like someone says Yorgos Lanthimos and then you say Gesundheit.
No, totally. So my joke in the song was like, don't worry, you know, I can fix everything just like a magical spell. And then I stop the song and I go, Yorgos Lanthimos.
That's funny.
Only apparently Emma Stone laughed at that. No one else laughed at it.
Oh, I think that's funny.
Apparently she laughed hard. That was great. And then,
I genuinely think that's funny, and you know I love telling you when something's not
funny.
No,
I know. And here's the one that absolute flopped. And when you guys watch, hopefully the footage will be out and you guys can and Idoits can listen to this and watch. My friend Kenton is pretending to be a producer, and he stands up and he says, I'm a film producer. And I respond with He says, I'm a film producer. And I say, I can tell by your Apple Watch.
That's cute.
Silence.
Oh.
Silence in the room. I say, I can tell by your Apple Watch. Maybe which is just a joke for me.
More hyper-specific.
That Apple Watch to me was like only business producer people wear Apple Watches because they're checking their texts and checking their calendar every second.
Like as you're talking to them, looking at their watch.
Yeah, someone's calling them, so they're checking to see who it is. And
they're on
like,
the phone while you're talking to
they're
them.
They're on the phone every second. So I said, I can tell by your Apple Watch. Silence. And I listened to all the producers in the room go, wait, am I not supposed to be wearing an Apple Watch? Anyway, so it was crazy. It was one of those, again, to be clear, everyone who's an Idoit and who listens to this podcast knows that this is a rarity for me. I'm not usually in those rooms, but it was crazy to be like literally Jacob Elordi, Emma Stone, all these people, and then my dumb ass playing a keyboard in front of those people. But
I love it.
The highlight of the night was Emma Stone laughed at my Yorgos Lanthimos joke. The other highlight of the night was Colin Hanks came up to me afterwards and he...
Wait a second.
Tom Hanks' son, the hot one.
Okay, this is really interesting because last night I was at something where someone was talking about a friend of ours hooking up with Tom Hanks' son. And I said, Chet? And you just reminded me that there's a hot one.
Yeah, Colin. He's in stuff.
I bet she hooked up with Colin.
You hope so because he's handsome. Oh. So this man walks up to me after the song and I'm in the lobby at that point. Man walks up to me after the song, starts shaking my hand. And he's like, dude, that was so great. I love this part. I love it. And I'm like... Yeah, and you know how you're doing the thing in your head where you're
where your
front brain is on going like having a conversation with another human and your back brain is going like, who is this guy? I know who this guy is. I totally know who this guy is. And then afterwards he walked away and all my homies were standing there. And I was like, was that Colin Hanks? And then we're all like, yeah, that's Colin Hanks. I was like, sick.
And you said, don't mind if I do.
Because if I'm going to have a handshake with one of them, I want it to be,
hey.
I want it to be the hot breath.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No,
Chet,
you're right.
Amazing.
I'll shake any Hanks.
I'll shake any Hanks.
I'll shake any Hanks. Hey, let the record reflect. I'll shake any Hanks.
All you need is for it to be firm.
Wrap me up. Anyway, it was very cool. It was very fun. It was also like, you know, it feels like an award show, but ultimately it's at the banquet hall of a hotel. So it just kind of feels like a
corporate
event.
They all are,
event.
Though. They
yeah.
all are.
They
even
just feel...
Even the
Ooh.
The room. Okay, I know. We're about to do a haiku. Go ahead. What are
it's
you going to say?
Time for the next segment.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking too long.
Oh my God.
I'm
the talking too long. Producers.
Haiku me and then we'll move on because you're going to be very excited about this.
You did a good job despite the fact that your jokes didn't always land.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. And take this home with you. Is my camera on or no? It's on. Hey, take this home with you. Allie just wrote a beautiful haiku for life. You did a good job, despite the fact that your jokes didn't always land. You did a good job.
Hey, good job.
And actually, I feel that way about how it went. I did a good job, despite the fact that my
I
jokes
saw
didn't always
Gabe's
land.
Being modest. I saw a video of it that my friend Isabel, who wrote on the PGAs, took and sent to me last night, and it looked really good. And sometimes when I see you perform on stages, I'm like, oh, that's right, you were on Broadway.
Yeah, I was.
Because like, I think of you as like a sort of idiot. But then on stage, I'm like, oh yeah, you're like a Broadway level performer.
Yeah, that's true. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm just little old me. Okay, so you guys have been sending us in voice memos through the portal in our bio. You've been sending us in voice memos.
Portal in our bio.
Portal in our bio. This has been light on songs. So this is good. This will be good for us. We need to do this. You guys have been sending us voice memos of problems you're having, presenting us the problem, and we've been trying to fix the problems you have in your life through the power of beautiful music. Or at the very least,
music.
Because it's not always
beautiful. At the very least.
This one I'm very, very excited about. And it sort of comes with... It comes with two. But
two
we'll
voice
start,
memos?
Yeah, but we'll start with one.
I can't wait.
I'm very, very excited. This
I can't
one comes
wait to
with,
meet you, Edoit.
This one comes from our friends, Cassie and Elijah.
There's two. Wow.
Make sure the volume's up on my phone so that we really do it right.
Hi, Gibbs. I love the farts in your podcast.
Hi, Gibbs. My name is Cassie. I live in Metro Detroit. I have three children. I just had my third. I'm currently on maternity leave. I do not want to go back to work. That is my problem that I need help with. I dread it. I think about it every day. I can't do it. I can't go back. How do I leave my precious baby and my other two children, whom I homeschool, by the way? My husband works very hard, but life is expensive. Please help.
Okay, so this is part one.
First of all,
that we need to address.
That young man is the reason we do farts.
100%.
Young men like that, the leaders of tomorrow, are the reasons we do farts.
We need to address for Cassie. She doesn't want to go back to work, and I respect that. I think. Do you have an idea? Because I have a little bit of one.
Oh.
But
why
you
don't
go.
You go? Okay.
I think, Cassie, you should maybe just keep faking some injuries. Keep faking some injuries. Make up some injuries. No one can prove that you're lying. So just make up some injuries, Cassie. Like, oops, I lost all of my toes. All of my toes are gone. Make up some injuries.
I think that's good, Gabe, but
okay.
You have to remember that Cassie needs to make money. I think, Cassie, if you chose to bottle and sell your farts and the farts of your children on some sort of gag website, that might be the way to make some money.
Yeah, so you don't have to leave. So say you are faking injuries. And you are selling all your farts. That's really great. I think we really helped
there. I think they're fart fans, and I think there are other people in the world that are fart fans and might want to buy that.
Here's my question. Is that coming from a place of genuine advice, or is that coming from a place of you've been swimming in fart half this episode, so it's all you can think
and
about?
And that everything is about fart to me.
Yeah, everything is about fart now that Elijah brought it up. Okay, so Cassie, go ahead and make sure you're faking as many injuries as you can and selling your farts online.
Well, yeah, you could sell feet pics, but like...
That's a pretty flooded market.
Honestly. Who's selling their farts?
It's a pretty flooded market selling feet pics, and I would just go ahead and fake injuries, sell farts. Here's part two of maybe we could be helpful.
Okay.
We got a second voice memo. This one, I'm not going to say who it comes from because I think you'll know.
Mom said, every time I try to talk to Mom in her book club, she banishes me downstairs. What should I do? I love your podcast. Bye.
Wait, I love this child.
Isn't it amazing?
I love this child. So, and I know exactly what this child should be doing.
Oh my
Remind
gosh.
Me of this baby's name. He's not a baby.
Same,
did
he's
that kid.
Same kid.
Oh, it's the same kid.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did that kid send that in on their own?
I don't know. probably supervised, I hope. If it's not supervised, welcome to the podcast, brother.
What's his name?
Elijah.
He said, okay, Elijah.
What do you need? What vibe do you need to start with?
Well, a mom said vibe.
Oh.
Elijah, Elijah. Elijah, Elijah. Sounds to me like you have a lot of time on your hands, Elijah.
Elijah.
Sounds to me like you have a whole basement to be a podcast studio, Elijah.
Elijah, you could start your own podcast and make it about all the books that your mom and her friends are reading, and then they would all subscribe, and then you would be invited to the podcast or to the book club, and you would be a special guest at the book club, like a guest speaker who gets invited to the book club.
Chorus. Start your own podcast, Elijah.
Start your own podcast, Elijah.
We'll listen to it, obviously.
Start your own podcast, Elijah.
Start your own pod. You can have our audience.
You can have our audience, Elijah.
You can even do your own fart noises.
You can have Grant as well. Feel free to take Grant. He will run all your tech. It'll be great. Start your own podcast, Elijah.
Stop. By the way, there are a bunch of comments on both the Spotify episode and the YouTube episode saying, let Allie sing. Actually, someone said, let Porsche Gibbs sing.
I said,
oh, that one feels good.
Allie, the Porsche Gibbs. I do feel like it's not that we don't let you sing. It's that you just keep going.
Start your own podcast, Elijah.
Start your own podcast, Elijah.
I thought this was about singing, though. Start your own podcast.
No, this is not about
singing. Start your own podcast, Elijah.
This is not about singing.
Start your own. Start your own. Start your own. And won't you start your own podcast? Should we do the ranking of the brothers?
People listen to this in their cars. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, people have headphones on and they're trying to go to work, and then it's you screaming in their ears.
Shout out Robbie Sparks.
Yeah, shout out Robbie Sparks.
Shout out Robbie Sparks, who washed his Nalgene after our last episode and sent a text to me saying he washed his Nalgene. He listens to this while he's at work.
That's really great. I do think now's the time.
We love you, brother.
I do think now's the time where maybe you should do...
Ranking?
A ranking of the brothers.
Every week there is a special moment
this week is no different than that. I get to ring my brothers, one and two. This week won't be a surprise.
Congrats, Grant.
Number one brother this week is Grant for two reasons. One, we sat in my car and watched TikToks and we giggled about those. Two.
Let me clarify that story a little bit.
Why? What's wrong with us sitting in my car and watching TikToks?
No. We sat in my car. Yeah, you know what? You're right.
What do you?
Damn. You haven't talked all episode. You are doing a way harder
job
now.
I'm locked the fuck in. And sorry, Elijah, for the bad language.
Elijah
will
be fine. But
there's so much I have to manage.
I know, Elijah that actually is making me be like, wait, but I miss you talking.
I know.
Oh, thank you. Noah, I want to say mostly we watched TikToks in your car and mostly you laughed at the TikToks.
Well, they were hilarious.
Just in the way that all these cameras are Allie's.
My TikTok on my TikTok page, I only favorite TikToks that I think Gabe or Grant will think are funny. And then
that's
when
not
we're
true.
Together.
That's yeah. not true. Every time you show, not that's not what you only favorite.
Well,
every
I'm
time
thinking
we're together,
about you guys.
Every time we're together, you scroll through like six.
And then I'm like, oh, this is more like, of the Spanish rugby team.
And you're like, oh, sorry. And then it's like some girl like doing an earnest TikTok and you're like, I don't know why I like this. It's always like some inspirational TikTok that you're like, but or
it
someone
spoke to me.
Or someone just like genuinely singing well.
Yeah, but
and
that
you
shit
being
rocks.
Like, and you being like, she's good, huh? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Sorry about my bids for connection.
I want everyone to know that I had a coffee before I arrived and then also drank the coffee that Allie got me because I didn't want her to get mad that I didn't drink the coffee that she gave me.
I wouldn't get mad.
And I'm flying back here, bro.
Grant hasn't spoken, not because he's focused on the cameras, but because he's had two coffees.
There's going to be more cuts. This episode's going to be a cut every 1 second.
Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha.
I can't wait for you to watch it because that's true.
Really? Is it chaos?
It's probably bad. Sorry, guys.
Hey, we will, you know, we're dialing it in. We'll be taking notes. We're trying to grow the podcast. We're going to have some more guests soon.
I just threw up.
Okay. What the fuck is this show? Sorry, Elijah. What is this show?
I just threw up in my throat.
But don't you understand that we just elevated our show to a multicam experience and you're literally going to barf on the show?
I barfed on the show. Thank God it didn't come out.
Why? You were talking too. You were saying something.
No, and then
Grant. Why is Grant number one?
You can watch the camera back. There's a moment where I go like this.
Where's Grant? Where's Grant's ranking? Because why? You guys watch TikToks and
we
watch
TikToks and giggled, and because no, that's it.
And because he's working way harder now.
Yeah, he is working way harder.
But does it feel kind of dope? We totally should. Does it feel kind of dope back there, dude?
It does feel kind of dope.
Okay, sick. So here we go. Sterling Silver. It's Grant's Journal. Nope. See what I'm saying?
I'm sure I've already brought this up at some point on this podcast, but
that's okay.
The fact I will leave you guys with today is that sharks are older than trees.
I don't think you've ever brought that up. That's my first time hearing
what?
That in my life. Wait, sorry, Grant. Any given shark is older than any
given
tree? Or concept of shark older than concept of tree?
I don't know about any given shark. That could go down a rabbit hole, but sharks were around before trees were around.
Sharks were around before trees. I was thinking,
I was
going like,
to say,
pick
are
a
there
shark
a
th- out of the
is
ocean.
There a 300-year-old shark floating around?
No. Sharks evolved before trees evolved.
Okay. That's different and no offense, less impressive because when you
Does
said
that
sharks.
Blow are, your mind? That blows my mind.
What blew my mind was
didn't
you said sharks are older than trees.
Edge? Okay.
Didn't we all, according to science, didn't we all start in the ocean?
Yeah.
No.
Well, humans were never in the ocean, but I guess life started in the ocean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Life started in the ocean when you think about
Hold on. This is going to bring back that piano sound I found earlier. That'll be better for what you're doing.
Life started in the ocean when you think about it.
Yeah, life started in the ocean when you think about it.
We had little tiny shrimps, then they crawled up on the sand, and now we've got Jacob and Lordy. And that's evolution, baby. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It's so crazy that you listen to this podcast.
So crazy.
Thank you so much for listening. It's so dumb that you listen to this podcast.
You're not dumb. It's us who's
We have a big sign-off this year because of all the things we're wishing for you this year. Before we do that, real quick, oh my gosh, my special just came out this past week, and I'm feeling very thankful for the amount of people that have watched it so far.
It's really fun.
People are very sweet about it. We've collabed it with the Mom Said page, so you should be able to find it pretty easily, but people are watching it, and I'm getting really great responses, and people are seeing the parts of it that I wanted them to see and enjoying it in the way that I wanted them to enjoy, and that's a really beautiful thing to be seen as a person who makes
it. And if you like and comment and reshare it, we'll give you a kiss on the forehead.
Guaranteed. And that's a Gibbs Sibs. And that's a Gibbs Sibs guarantee. Anyway, 2026, girl, cook something. Unless...
Only if you're safe, if you're comfortable, yeah. If there's a man out there.
If there's a man out there. If there's a man there, make him do it.
Sit back and relax.
2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, a couple other things. What? Are you just mouthing the same as me? Well, okay, so let's go on the Allie camera real quick, and we'll do the sign off. Allie as my voice. I'll restart it.
Okay.
I'll restart it. 2026, girl, cook something. When you're safe and when you're comfortable, unless there's a man there, then make him cook it. 2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, watch Gabe's new special that just came out last week. And to our youngest listeners, here we are dead center together. To our youngest listeners.
Isaiah.
Elijah, another biblical name, another Christian kid name. Look, we see you, we feel you, we are you. To our youngest listeners, including, and this week especially, Elijah.
Whoa. Yuck.
What about these ones? Remember this one?
Oh, yeah.
Go.